Pickaxe.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to Yonks Cast.
Lewis, what would you do if I died and I came back as a zombie?
I'd shotgun you in the head.
Do you actually have a shotgun?
No.
So how would you achieve that?
It's not going to happen. It's one of those questions like...
What if it did?
What would happen if there was an afterlife? There isn't. There's about as much chance as a zombie existing as there isn't any chance. There isn't any chance at all.
Okay.
It's not gonna happen.
What's happened is I caught this African virus which basically destroyed my brain. Okay, I don't know how you would tell that, first off. But trust me, it has destroyed my brain. So I'm going around and I'm hungry. And I can't remember how to eat food. And I see people walking around, and I'm like, is that food there? So I'm, like, staggering towards them, trying to eat them, right? So I'm like, staggering around, moaning in pain, because, you know, I've got these terrible aches and pains in my body, because, you know, obviously I've caught this virus, and it's affecting me somatically. So I'm, like, knocking on your door, like, Lewis, are you there? Hello?
Right.
And you open the door, and you see me standing there. My head's, like, tilted to one side. A bit of dribbles coming out. I've got, I've got blood speckled and stuck to my beard with pieces of gore and brain. Right. I'm just stood there. I'm kind of a bit slumped because I'm a bit tired. And I reach out one of my hands towards you. Now, what do you do in that situation?
I shotgun you in the head.
But you can't do this. You don't have a shotgun, do you?
All right. I close the door.
You close the door and you just ignore me.
Yeah. You're ill.
But I'm quite
you're
persistent.
A
I'm persistent. I'm knocking on the door again.
Okay, so there's a zombie knocking on my door and he's... What, you're banging... Louder and louder, right? Or you just keep banging.
Yeah, a mate of yours is walking down the street towards me. He's come to see you, right?
Okay.
And he's now stood next to me, and he's looking at me a bit funny because I obviously look a little bit weird. IRL. And he's now knocking on the door. He's knocking on. Lewis, you gonna come out for a drink, Lewis? You're not answering your phone, Lewis. You all right, mate? And I'm there, and I'm knocking on the door as well.
Louis.
Okay, so what are you going to do now?
Well, I'm in the middle of playing Puzzle Quest, so I'm just going to carry on ignoring you for now. Until it escalates.
But your mate's there. Your mate's there. He's outside with a zombie next to him. A zombie that's hungry. I might just turn around and eat him. And you know that your friend is out there. And are you just going to leave him there? With me? About to eat him? Would you do that?
Louis.
Well, obviously, I'd open the door and assess how violent you were. I mean, it would really depend on whether you were a fast-moving or a slow-moving zombie. You know, if you were
Don't have a fucking guess which one I would be.
theoretically, if you were just a normal, shambling, slow-moving zombie who didn't pose any kind of threat, you know, I could just sort of push you off, get my friend in, and we'd play some wee tennis or something.
Aren't you worried about me, though? Aren't you concerned that I, you know, I've caught this disease and that I'm ill and that I'm clearly in distress? I mean, aren't you worried? Don't you think that you could help me in some way?
Why would I be worried?
Louis.
Maybe if you offered a part of your body for me to gnaw on, I'd feel better and then I would stop bothering you.
I mean, somehow I don't think that's a very good
Louis.
Solution.
Need knob, Louis. Need Louis knob.
For God's sake. What is wrong with you? So you're now a homosexual zombie.
I'm not a zombie that eats brains. I'm a zombie that eats dick.
Oh, God. As if
that's
people
the
don't
worst
think we're, like,
kind of
gay
zombie.
Anyway.
Hello, and welcome to Yogg's Cast.
Maria.
Yes.
Can you do an introduction to the new Yogg Pod, please?
Okay, right. Hello and welcome to the Yogg's Cast. This time round.
Yogg's Cast!
Sorry about that. I'm gonna just throw him out the room. Hang on. Hello and welcome.
Hello!
Hang on. I'm actually just gonna go and beat him up. I'll be right back.
Thank you. We can start off with a letter from one of our listeners.
Do we have one? What?
Yeah, I have loads.
Oh my.
Look, what? But there was a particularly weird one, right?
Why didn't I get anything?
Because they send me them through YouTube usually. Greetings, Zephos. I just wanted to say I love the Yogg Pod. I have it playing 21/7 on my iPod. I listened to you and Simon's conversation about S-Club storylines and had a chuckle for myself on the bus. I got home very late last night, but immediately pulled one off. Loads of jizz. First thing this morning, bit less jizz. 20 minutes after that, hardly any jizz at all. The only time I'm not listening to you two is 3 hours every day for sleep. That's from Ayres Alice.
I'm scared. I mean, right at the start he mentions listening to you 21/7, which is quite odd. You know, I mean, that's a term nobody ever uses to start with.
That was a... I mean, it started off pretty normal and then quickly went very weird.
I mean, I do kind of debate the you know, the factual accuracy of this letter, this correspondence to the Yogg Pod.
Mm-hmm.
So why is he telling us about his jerking off? What's that? What?
I don't know. I mean, it's hit you in the same way it hit me. I just didn't know what to make of it. This isn't like one of the trolls or Cavey or anyone in the guild. It's just a random guy.
It's a random nutter, basically.
Yeah. I think he lives in Sweden. I think he might be a homosexual because he's got quite a few gay-related videos.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! So, you think he's listening to us and actually... What the fuck?
Is there anything you'd like to say, you know, to help him along?
I'm scared of saying anything.
Just say something nice, you know, say hello to his... Say his name. His name will probably help. Ayres Alice, that's...
No! Help! Help! I don't want to help!
Why not? Don't you want to be, like, you know, supporting our listeners?
Not in that way. I mean, this is kind of like rape, isn't it?
Yeah, that's one of the letters from our listeners.
So he listens to the same 4 podcasts that we've done so far, and he just pleasures himself to them on the bus. I do actually think this is genuine now. I think this is completely for real, and I really don't think we should use this.
Why not?
It's going to end up like the end of fucking 7. I'm going to be stood there with Hannah, and there's going to be this brown box on the floor. We're going to be in the desert, and we're looking, what's in the box? What's in the box? It's going to be your head.
Are you doing Chris Crocker?
Your head is going to be... No, it's doing Brad there. Pitt. That's Brad Pitt. That's how he talks at the end of Seven.
Like Chris Crocker?
Pretty much, yeah. Leave my wife's head alone! I still can't get over the fact that there is quite possibly a guy out there listening to us and...
I've unnerved you quite a bit.
Fucking weird, though.
How is this different, though, from, like, a girl listening and jerking off? How is it different? And why does it even bother you? I mean...
It's like they're stalkers or something, though, isn't it? They're, like, listening to you all the time.
Yeah, but look, like, imagine, like, Tina Barrett, okay? Imagine Tina Barrett. She's got, like, hundreds and hundreds of fans, hasn't she? And some of them all think she's attractive.
Hundreds.
And some
just
people may
hundreds.
Or may not.
After all these years, that's all that's left. You're listening to the Yonk Pod.
Tina is a slang word for crystal meth.
Yeah, but like, so like, there's millions and millions of slang words for crystal meth, like smeckers.
Thanks for that. Really,
I just made that one up. Do you want to make up some words for drugs, honeydew?
Okay.
Delish. I think that's one of them.
Bangra.
Shortened to like.
Bangra.
Ban.
You got any ban, mate? You got any ban? Oh, come on, mate. You know I'm good for it. Spacker.
Spacker.
A slang term for ecstasy. Spacker. Yeah, alright, mate. You got any spacker? Eh? Well, party time. You got any spacker? Oh, spacker. I don't know what accent this is. Spacker.
They've all got... They tend to have, like, one-syllable names, though, don't they? Like, jizz. Hit. Go. Big. They've all got names like that. Like, Sif. That would be like...
Sif! Sif yeah. Cleaning product.
Yeah. Sparkle.
Oh,
sparkle.
My God.
Do you want some sparkle? That's like amphetamines.
Do you want some Mr. Muscle?
That sounds awful.
Got any pledge? Oh, man, I could really give you some Windoline right now. Do you know what I would like? I would like the Yog Pod.
Yeah.
To be a slang term for a drug. If any of our listeners are drug users, I'd like you to start calling your drug of choice a Yog Pod. It could be a spliff or something, couldn't it? A pod. This is my pod. My spliff pod.
Wow.
I'm not quite sure where the yog comes into it.
Cupcake. Muffin. Scone. Fairy cake.
Knob jockey. Got any knob jockey?
No, it would be knobber.
Knobber? Oh my God.
Got any knobber?
Oh, I'm dying for a hit of some knobber. Oh, no, that's not good at all. No.
It's revolting.
Max Power, that'd be a great name for a drug.
Isn't that like a magazine, like a car magazine?
Yeah. Max Power. Loaded. That kind of works.
Lips.
Lips.
Lips is a good one. Give me some lips. Yeah.
Scrotoplasty. You got any scrotoplasty, mate?
You got any scrote?
Scrote.
It all gets shortened.
Scrote works, doesn't it? Yeah. Scrote. You got any scrote? Yeah, mate, I heard you're selling some scrote. Yeah, I got a new shipment of scrote in.
It's the good stuff.
You interested?
Fresh
you
out of the
toilet. Scrote.
Nice pure scrote.
It's a man's drug. Scrote.
It does sound like a man's drug, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Whereas the girly drugs, they're kind of the equivalent of, like, Alco Pops, aren't they? They've all got names like Twink.
Sparkle. You got any sparkle? Pony. You got any pony?
Pony's like a bout of money, though, isn't it? It's like 1,000 pounds or whatever.
I think it's like 25.
Butterflower.
Isn't it?
Isn't like a donkey a thousand or something?
It's a grand.
A thousand's a grand, isn't it?
There's a monkey.
A monkey. A badger.
A badger. I think you just made that up, haven't you? A badger.
We should, like, use that. A badger is, like, £7.50. You'll be a badger. That's how much one tab of scrote would cost. It would cost a badger.
Oh my god. I just collapsed in laughter.
Yeah. Are you recording this now?
A tab of scrote costs one badger.
Oh, I'm crying a little bit.
A little bit's just leaked out there. Oh, man. A tab of scrote for one badger. It's £7.50.
Oh, wow.
Such a precise amount of money.
That's all for the old pod this week. Please tell all your friends about us, and you'll hear from us soon. Thanks.